Dalet, the Sikha based the Parshat Netzavim. This is a Rashi Sikha, with the Rebbe standard style, the way the Rebbe explains the Rashi. Rashi Vipurusha Ala Posik. Rashi, when he explains the Posik where it says, Tapchem, Nesheichem, the Gercha, Shevekerev, Machnecha, Mechete, Vitzech, Veshev, Mecha. In other words, the Posik starts with, Atem Netzavim Ayem Kulchem, you are standing today all in front of me, and who's the all? So the Posik mentions, Tapchem means your children, your little children, the sheikh and your wives, the ger chosha bekerav machnecha, and the ger, the convert that's in your machne, meichete veitzecha achei memecha, from the wood choppers to the water carry, water draw, those are draw water. That's the posik. Maitik, so Rashi copies, brings in the keppel, in the heading, in the dibra maschel, hatev is just the words, meichete veitzecha. The posik says, some of the people that were there were the people who were wood choppers. When Mefarish and Rashi says, Melamed, every word in Rashi always, as we learn, when you learn in Rashi, every word is important. Melamed Rashi says, this teaches us, Shabo Knanim li Yizgai b'mei Meshe, that Knanim came in the time of Meshe Rabbeinu, obviously they came to Meshe, they came to be Megayer, they wanted to be Megayer. Kederach Shabo Giveinim b'mei Yeshua, like the Giveinim, which is also from Eretz Knan, came at the time of Yeshua. We know we learn in Tanakh and Yeshua, that there was a certain nation, the Gevenim, they were afraid of the Eden. So what they did was, they came, they disguised themselves, and they made themselves look as if they're coming from a far away place, and they came to Yeshua, and they asked that they want to convert, and they accepted them. And later they found out that these are liars. What they did was, they really were from Eretz Canaan, and they came and cheated them. And there was a whole discussion what they should do with them, but Lepeil, what they did was, the Yeshua made them Yeshua made them that they should be second-class citizens. They should be the woodchoppers and the water carriers. So here, who is the woodchoppers here? So Rashi says, this teaches us that Knanim came to be Megayer in the time of Meshe, Kederich Shabo Gevenim B'mei Yeshua, like the Gevenim came time of Yeshua. That's what it says by the Gevenim. In Tanakh it says, they also did it, Barma, Orma means with cheating. They also did. What mean they also? Because it happened the time before. It happened already by Meshe Rabbeinu. The Nosna Meshe Chet Veitzim Meshe Avimayim and Meshe made them woodchoppers and water carriers, water drawers. That's the Rashi. The Kosva Meforshim, the Meforshim write, Shekavonas Rashi, that what Rashi means, K'mishe Kosav Tanchum, exactly like it says in Tanchum in Medrash. In other words, what Rashi says is actually written in Medrash, and Rashi is basically taking it from Medrash, and Rashi means what the Medrash, the same thing the Medrash says. What does the Medrash say? The Lamed this teaches us Shabo HaGiveinim Eitzel Meisha, that the Giveinim came to Meisha, V'lei Kiblon, and Meisha Rabbeinu did not accept him. Shnemer it says V'yasa Gam Hema Barma, it says, it brings the same posik that by Yeshua it happened. It says it happened. They also did it. It's a simon that happened before. So what did it happen? It came, same thing happened by Meisha Rabbeinu. Ma'o Gam Hema. What does the posik mean by Yeshua? They too did it. The lamb of the teacher Shabo Eitzel Meshe, that by Meshe it also happened. V'lei Kiblom, and Meshe Rabbeinu did not accept him. Hainu, that means, according to the Medrash, the Tanchume, Shabapay Leikor As Meshe Imo Amris. Meshe did not make a covenant with them. Ela Shanosnam, Meshe Miyad Chet Ve'etz Meshe Yevimayim. Meshe, when they came, Meshe didn't accept them into Klal Yisrael, weren't Gerim. Meshe just made them like servants, made them, he accepted them to be amongst the Eden, but they became the low-class people, they were woodchoppers and water carriers. The Hainu Shanishar Avodim Libnei Yisrael, they were remained Avodim to Eden, they were servants to the Eden. Omnam Izesher Asher Meisiv Alatanchum. But Rebbe doesn't learn like these Meforshim, that Meisha Rabbeinu did not accept it. When Rashi adds a few words and skips on the Tanchum, he writes, Shabo Knanim Lehizgayah, they came to be Megayah. And Tanchum doesn't say that. Umashmit Hakosav Tanchum Shalekib Lameisha. And Rashi skips the word that Meisha did not accept them. Muchach, that proves Shalashitas Rashi b'pshuta shalmikra Rashi imshat kiblo Meisha and his guide b'peil. That Meisha did accept them. Because if Meisha didn't accept them, then why would they say they came to his guide? What's the difference? They came to his guide. Actually, in Ha'orah 7, the Rebbe says, v'ein lema, you can't say shakavon esherak bo his guide. Maybe Rashi said they came to be the guide. But it doesn't mean that Meisha accepted them. That's what they wanted. Maybe that's what it means. Avol b'peil leis gairu. Maybe b'peil they were not megayer. The Rebbe can be. Ki im kein he sofas tevel leis gairu. Yuteres Lagamre. Why was Negei that they came to Mizgaif? Moshe didn't, the gear doesn't happen. But they had a mind, who cares? Moshe didn't accept them. So why does Rashi have to say they wanted to be Mizgaif? So you can't say they wanted to and it didn't happen. So we have to say that Rashi learns that they were Megayat, that Moshe accepted and they were Megayat. And that's why Rashi doesn't say, like the Tanchum Elei Kiblo. Okay. Aval Apizet Zorach Lohovin, Apizet, we have to understand. Minole Le Rashi Vepshuto Shalmikash in this Gairo. How do we talk and know that they were Megayat? Rashi seems to be saying that, but where does Rashi get it from? Lechura Adarabe seems to be contrary and opposite. Kishem Shemuv Nechrechish Le Rashi. One thing is for sure. Rashi seems to be saying they're not regular Yidden. How does Rashi know that? Maybe they're regular Yidden, and their job was to chop wood and carry water. But Rashi knows it's not. Why? The fact that the Torah makes it in a separate category. It's not included in the words Kodesh Yisrael. The Pesach says all the Yidden. So why isn't the Gate to know what job they had? And it's the carpenter, I mean, what is Negeya? So the fact that the Torah makes it a separate category besides Kol Bnei Yisrael is that they were not regular Yidden. So the same way Rashi knows that they were not regular Yidden because they're not, because otherwise they would have been included in Kol Yisrael, Kei Muchach L'chura, so the same thing seemingly would be the proof She'enim Gerim, they're probably not Gerim either. Me'achash Gerim Kvar Chosha Lifnizeh, because he counts Gerim separately, Ger Chosha V'Kerif Machnecha. The Gerim are there. And they're separate than the Gerim, assuming that they're not Gerim. Okay, my footage of Pirish Rashi, Atzma B'Gimora, Rashi in Gimora learns like that. Rashi says that, Mide Korinu L'Cheit V'Eitzim Banpayu, since the Pesach counts these people who chop the wood in a separate category, Shema Me'or Avne Yisrael Ninu, V'Lab L'Che Gerim Ninu, Gerim V'Chulu. Arai, they're not Gerim either. So from Rashi, so L'Chure, where Rashi says in Gimora, which seems Pshuta Shel Mikra, the fact that they're considered, they're counted, mentioned separately, so they're not Gerim. So where does Rashi get it again? That's one kasha. And the second kasha, Ma'i kavonas Rashi because melamed shebot knanim. Why does Rashi say the posik teaches us that the knanim came to Mizgayer and Mesha made them into chet veitzim and sheva mayim? But they come at the posik, Rashi doesn't say knanim boil is gayer. If Rashi wants to explain the posik, who were these chet veitzim? Rashi should have said these are knanim that came to Mizgayer and Mesha made them chet veitzim. What does it mean? The Pesach teaches us that, as if the Pesach is trying to, Rashi learns that the Pesach is trying to tell you the story. Why did he say that? You should say, oh, Pesach. Rashi should explain what the Pesach is. And if you look back to Tanchumen, Tanchumen also says the Lashem Alamed. But that doesn't bother the Rebbe. Rashi only copies Lashenas from Medresh or from Chazal, wherever it is, the way it's in Pshuta Shel Mikra. You see from this Gufa. Rashi is bringing it from Tanchuma and learns the opposite of Tanchuma. Tanchuma learns they were not Nizgaya, and Rashi learns they were Nizgaya. I, it says in Tanchuma, Chokum is Derech Hadrush. It's Medrash. Rashi is Derech HaPshat. He could take things from Medrash, but it has to fit to Pshat. So why does Rashi write, Melamed, that this Pesach teaches us that they came? He should have said, this is what happened. This is who they are. Gimel, the third Kasha, Loma Maitik, Barai, Mashikos of Yeshua, Yasa Kamhemo. When Rashi brings the Raya from Yeshua, and it says that they also did it, proves that they had done it once before, why does Rashi bring also Gam Tevis Bormo? If you look back at the Rashi, Rashi says that this is what it says by the Gevene, Vayasa Gam Hemo Bormo. Haragam below the Muvenes of Brura Ariosti. If he just wants to bring a posik where we see that it happened once before, he should have said Vayasa Gam Hemo. And it's talking about the Gevene. So he should have said, it says by the Gevene, they also did it. It's a Raya that it happened before. Why does Rashi also bring the Pesach from there, Ba'orma, which means by cheating, by tricking? What's it in Gaya here? So the Rebbe says like this, Habir because that, the explanation is like this. The Pshuta Shel Mikra, Muchach, Shechet Ve'Eitzech, Ve'Achei V'Mecho, Chelek Me'am Yisrael. One thing is for sure, that they are Yidden. They are certain, definitely Yidden. All Chet Ve'Eitzech, Achei V'Mecho. How do we know? Kare, take it Miyad Mefarash HaKavone, Shekol Atem HaNitzovim, because right after that, after he says, you are all standing, and he gives the list of who they are, including Chet Ve'etz Mishev Emayim. So he says, Shebehem Klolim, Kol HaSugim Anim Nibikro. Then he continues, that all these people that we just mentioned, what did I bring you for? Atem Mitzovim, I made you all come stand here. Shehi Lo'ovrocha Bivris Hashem Alekecho Ba'olosei. I brought you here to make you go through a covenant with Hashem. Asher Hashem Alekecho Keira Simcha Hayim V'Gemer, that Hashem is making with you today. This was a covenant that they will keep the mitzvahs. And this is a covenant with all those mentioned before. And amongst the mentioned before is the woodchoppers and the water carriers. That proves must be that these people who fall in the category of chet ve'etzim geshev imayim, eishem b'chal b'nei Yisrael, or they're part of regular Yidin, eishem b'chal geirim, or they're part of the geirim. Dim leikin, they're not either eloshem avodim geitzim b'zeh, what if they would be just avodim, Moshe took him, didn't megayah them, and took him, they're not Yidin in any form or shape, ein lam shaychis, al p'derech hapshat, they have no connection, lavel b'rishah kol ha-mitzvahs. Moshe was making a covenant to do all the mitzvahs. They are not shaykhs to all the mitzvahs. But Mela, why would they fall into this category? Why would he include them in the bris that he made? So if you see when he said al-derech hapshat, he says, because al-derech halocha, look at the Ragat Shover, he says that could be explained al-derech halocha. But Rasha is not derech halocha, Rasha derech hapshat. And derech hapshat means simply the way you see from Chumash. See from Chumash, he made a bris to keep all the mitzvahs with all the categories mentioned before, including them, chet ve'etzim, she'ev v'mayim, mizar yidin. The kim shekein. Now if they're yidin, now, they could be either regular Yidin, either Gaidin. There's nothing else. So which one is it? Dr. Rebbe, Vikimi Shekain, since we know for sure that they are Yidin, Mistaber Shem Bechal Gaidin. Makes sense that they're Gaidin. Why? Number one, Me'atzad HaShov Shebehem B'loshen HaKosef. You see, when the Torah uses the Loshen by Gaidin, the similar Loshen is used in the Gei of them. Sugim Eilu V'Gei Chashe V'Kerev Machnecho Mechete V'Yitzech HaShei V'Memecho Nemru Kulam B'loshen Yochid. Simon, it talks about the ger. It says ger cho asher bekerev machnecha losh yochid. Your ger, not plural. Gerchem. He says ger cho and machnecho. And by this chet eitz also says chet veitzecho shev memecho. It's losh yochid. It's all in singular term. Vashenken asugim shenibnu lifnezeh. But all the other categories before shabo b'losh rabim become losh rabim. Tapchem the sheichem. So that's losh rabim. And this is by Gerim is Loshen Yochid, and by these people Loshen Yochid. So that's one similarity, so it makes sense. But the main thing is, I guess, the second one. Mesignan Loshen, the way the Loshen is, Mei Chayte Vitzecha Ad Shei Vemecha. There's with a mem. It doesn't say, like he says, Tapchem, the Sheichem, Gerim, Vechayte Vitzecha, Vechayte Vemecha, and Chayte. Then it will be another category. Since he says Gerim, the Gerim from Chayte Vitzecha Til Shei Vemecha. Muchach, that proves Shemamshich Bezeh Lefarish Protim, that these are details, B'mashakos of Lifnis, have a Ger Chashem Bekerev Machnecha. These are details in what it said before. He says, Gerim, and as if he's explaining, which Gerim from Chayte Vitzecha Til Shei Vemecha. The Imloikein, if it wouldn't be that these are details in the Gerim, Elashem Sugim Bifnei Atzam, Legamer, push another carry, for some reason, another category, not Gerim, Havelelei Mebelishne, should have said the same Loshen as before. Should have said, Chayte Vitzecha V'Shei Memecha. They're categories. And since he says it with a mem, meh, ad, and it comes after the word gercho, means that gercho, in the gercho, from, amongst the gerim, from this category to this category. Alderech, Mashakos, if you give an example. It says in David that in the kill, kol p'cher be'eretz Mitzrayim, any firstborn in Mitzrayim, from the prayer of Pare, means that from the top of the Pare who sits on the crown, on the kisei, till the prayer of a shivcha. So the pasuk says kol prayer, and then when he says may, is all details in prayer. First he says the general rule, all the prayer in Mitzrayim. Then he says, who are they? From the top to bottom. That's how he said English also. This and this, from top to bottom. And another pasuk it says, "Hagnevo," that you have to pay back if you steal something. Misher at chamerase, from an ox to a donkey to a seh to a sheep, and it all is details in the word gnevo. Whatever you stole from a sheir all the way down to a seh, whatever it is. So we see that when it says me, it's details in what it says before. So obviously, when the Torah says, these are details in Gerim. So we know like this. One thing we know, there must be Yidin who are chai b'mitzvahs. Now in Yidin Gufa, which category of Yidin? They must be category of Gerim. So this is a category of Gerim, that, and that's why they were part of the bris that Eibush made with them. The Rebbe brings, I'm not going to go through, but the Orach 13, the Rebbe said, it's not exactly the same like those psukim, but generally speaking, this is the way the Seder in the psukim is. When it says a word, and then it says in that word, may add, means that there are categories in. So we know that these people were categories in Gevim. But according to that, we have to understand. Why did the Torah a specific mention these Gevim? And he takes it out like separate. Besides saying Gerim, he mentions them separately. If they're Gerim, they're part of Gerim. Should it say Gercho, the Gerim, that's it, which includes all the Gerim. Pshita, for sure, the Enko Salka Daitech Leitzim and Aklam, if he's asking about Vedas Kosha Selu. For sure, you can't say, well, he mentions them separately because they worked in a very hard job. Why would that be a category? Because they had a special hard job. So you must say must be for some reason, even though they're part of Gerim, but they are a separate category. Okay, so special type of Gerim. Or moving Gamkin, another Nakuda we have to understand. We understand that this specific category, this separate category of Gerim, Nischadish, was just happened. It must have happened not long before when Meisha said not Atam Mitzovim. This is something that happened, that this came up as a special category, and they just came now. And that must be in Pshat. Why? If not, if this is a category of Gedim that were always amongst Yidden, how will they lefare at Beteira, din sug zesh of Gedim, become a mekemis lifneze, sheniskere Gedim Beteira. Should have mentioned, every time Beteira mentions that this and this din also for Gerim, and if this is a separate category of Gerim that existed all the time, and we see here that he mentions it separately, obviously because it's a separate category, why doesn't he mention it before? Wherever he mentions Gerim, should have mentioned Gerim and then Chayte Vitzach Hashem Amecha, because it's another category of Gerim. So obviously, this category did not exist before. So it must have been something that happened, that this category came into Yidden at close to this time when Moshe Rabbeinu said out the mitzvot. Lochem b'farash Rashi, that's why Rashi says, "Mikiv mishem etzinu chover b'mikra." Since we find a chover, the Rebbe quotes in quotations because that's the lashon of Rashi. Rashi, when he says a certain shot, which is like a chidush, Rashi, if he finds another place where shows the same thing, Rashi is happy. He always bring the other place. So here Rashi says, "Yeah, I found another place." Legeri misug meyuchad b'Yeshua. I found another place where we also find Gerim, but they're a special category of Gerim. Mistaber, that makes sense. That the category that happened by Moshe was similar to the ones that happened by Yeshua. Hainu. That the reason why these people were Megayer and the way it happened must be similar to the way it happened to Yeshua. And what happened by Yeshua? Why did this Gerim come? Why did this Gevainim come? Because the Yidden were ready to conquer the land. They got scared. And they came telling him that we want to join you, etc., etc. Same thing happened in the time of Meisha. But when? The Yidden were getting ready to enter Canaan. Amnas lekovsha, to conquer it. Same thing. Just like then when Yeshua was coming, they came. Here also, Bo Ozaknanim came Knanim, Lehi's Gayer, to be Megayer, but Lehi's Bechal Yisrael, be part of Kal Yisrael. Follow me. These are movements, that we understand. When did they come? Shabo Lehi's Gayer, Erev, he comes from Eretz Knan, before they went to Eretz Knan. So the Knanim got scared. But Akos Nishadish Sug Zeshel Gayerim, and only then came this new category of Gayerim. But Ochanim Nu, but Nispartu, Rak Kan, Kisug of Niyatsmi. That's why it's only mentioned here as a separate category, because it only happened now. And it mistaber makes sense because we find similar things someplace else, and there it happened for this for a reason, and the same reason applies here. So it's only mistaber that that's how it happened. I was dying in the movement, the Rebbe still not understood. My naf keminim eze siben is gairu. So this answers when they became a separate category, and that's why we count them a separate category. But let's start thinking. So they just came now, but why are they a separate category? It doesn't answer why it's a separate category. We see that this category happened now because they're not mentioned before, and we know why it happened. But we still don't understand why would the Torah care how they became Gerim? They're turned to Gerim, like all the Gerim. So why are they counted? So they came, and they were Megayah now. They weren't Megayah 35 years before, they were Megayah now. Fine. But they're still Gerim. So why aren't they included in Gerim? Why do you have to mention them separately? Now you can't say, Lechuri might say, because we might think they're not Gerim. The Pasuk has to tell you they are Gerim. So the Rebbe says, can't say that. The Ezetam, Yeshnu, the Kasalka title, why would you think so? Why would you think that they're not Gerim? If you wouldn't mention it. If they came to be Megayah, why would you think Meshe Rabbeinu didn't accept them? So the Rebbe says, because they became then, Yala Leidas, Sheinim Nechlolim, they are Gerim. We would think that they're not part of Gerim. Why would they not be part of Gerim? We know for sure they are part of Gerim, because the Torah says that they're part of the Christus Bris. So they are Gerim. So if they are a Pale and they came, what would make us think that they're not Gerim? If they came to Meshach and Megaya, why would we think, even though they came to Meshach and Megaya, maybe they're not Gerim, the Torah has to tell you they're Gerim. Now, the order the Rebbe says, we could learn the order now, maybe just go through fast. The Chura Yevokim Lamer, you might be able to say, maybe you could have said, Sheknanim Afshin is Gaidu Kanal. It may be these Knanim, even though they were Megayer, Chalaleim Isra Releses Chatam Hob. The Isra of not letting them marry into Klal Yisrael still applies. Because the Torah says that you should not let the Knanim go into Klal Yisrael. So even though they were Megayer, maybe you can't let them in. Afsha Isra Leis Chayakol Neshama Lechalaleim. The Isra where it says the Abish said to kill all the Knanim doesn't apply to them. Rasha says in Shaftim, in Moshe Tshuva Veizgayru Atar Ashoy Lekablam. If they were Megayer, they did tshuva, you could keep them. But nevertheless, maybe you could keep them and you let them be gated, but you can't marry them. Because there's a separate posik, like Schatambo. And it makes sense to say that. Shalpizem movement, so you make sure show you the kabla. Oh, first of all, why was Meshach able to take him? Because like Rasha says, the din is if they want to be Megaya, you could accept them. That's number one. But nice of us, besides that, because the Chured, what the Rebbe is answering him, it says, you can't allow any Knanim to live. How did Meshach take him in and let him live? But the Rebbe says, because Rasha explains that it's only if they're not Megayah, but if they're Megayah, you can. That's why Rasha could take him. And besides that, the Schiyuv of Lezachayakol Neshoma, you can't let them live. The Apipshat, this Schiyuv is Rakish Shekorah Balivir Lochem, only when you're going into fighting. Ashenki ben Nidin Dedan, there wasn't fighting. They came before the fight. So Lechatchila, there's no Isra even Lezachayakol Neshoma on them. And that's how Meshach took him. But maybe Leisishatenbom, they shouldn't be able to marry in Klal Yisrael, maybe that stays. And therefore, they're a separate category. The Taka gave him, but maybe they're a separate category because of that. And one of the rayas that you could think maybe that they were not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael, Kedemucha Chuchura Mizetz, proven from this, Abinigay Leisishatenbom, Leipirish Rasha, the Masa Tshuva. But Leisishaya, Kol Neshoma, where it says, don't let them live, Rasha says, but if they do Tshuva, they're Megaya, you could let them live. It says, don't marry them. Rasha doesn't say it. Afterwards, by the Sechaya Kol Neshoma, he says it, but not by the Sechatenbom. Maybe Rasha doesn't have to say it twice. Rasha says it once, and it means both. Rasha could sometimes write something and later not repeat it, because he wrote it already. But you can't say Rasha doesn't write something and writes it later and expects you to know what he's going to write later. That's what Rasha does. So since Rasha didn't write by Lechaya Kol Neshoma, that it doesn't apply if they're Megayah, so it's very possible to say that even if they're Megayah, in Derech HaPshat, you can't marry them. And Memela, that would answer the Kasha. That's why they are a separate category. And Apizeh HaYev Shalatara Shaloch HaNifrit Ubematza, that could have answered why they're mentioned separately. Lish Lekasal Kedaita Shalai Nichlucho Begercho. Because we might think that they're Takanat included in Gercho. If Meshachalayim Yisrael says Chatenbom, there's no, you can't marry them, and Mele the Takanat included. But the Rebbe says you can't say it. Aval Eine, you can't say it. That the reason why Rasha doesn't mention it there is not because of it, not because the Isra is still there. Kibalei says Chatenbom leihutzrich Rasha the Farshay. There it's self-understood. By Lizachayakol Neshoma, Rasha has to say, because I wouldn't know that. Rasha has to say, explain it. But here it's obvious that if they're Megayah not. Why? Rasha, Rebbe explains why. It says, why should you not let them live? in order for you not to learn from them. So the whole reason is because you might learn from them bad ways. It has to be the only time you can let them live if it's vada that you're not going to learn from them. And even if they do tshuva, you don't know what's going on in their heart. You don't know. Maybe they're still bad. So you would have a havamina that even if they do tshuva, you can't let them live. Because as long as you're not sure that they're not going to influence you, you can't let them live. That's why Rasha has to tell you that it's not so. Not true. If they're Megayer, you could let them live. Because when it says, don't marry them, it says, ki yosir es bircha macha, because he will take away your child. When can't you do it? When you know for sure that he'll take away your child. But if you did tshuva, maybe not. So you're not sure. Over there, balei sechaya, you have to be sure that you won't learn from him. And here you have to forget. The isur is only if you're sure that that's going to happen, the bad thing. And if he's a megayer, at least we're not sure it's going to happen. But mele, Rasha doesn't have to say it. So the bottom line, the Rebbe says that leisis chatenbom doesn't apply to them. You could marry them. So there's nothing different between this gerim and the regular gerim. So the kasha is, why does the pasuk mention them separately? If they're regular gerim, so there's no reason to mention them separately. So we have a raya that they came, we have a raya that they were megayer, all's good. But why, the kasha is, why does the pasuk mention it separately? That's why Rasha starts off. The Pasuk is telling it to us to teach us something. To teach us this Maise. To teach us that if not for this, we'd never know the whole story. We'd never know part of history, part of what the Torah wants you to know, that this Maise happened, that they came to Moshe Rabbeinu to be Megayer. So the Pasuk is telling it to you to teach us. And he continues, that this happened the same way it happened when the Givenim came to Yeshua. Kolaimer, what it means is, the fact that the Torah brings them into a separate category, kavanosa, the meaning of the kavan of the Torah is, lelamdeinu, to teach us, lesaper lonu, to teach us, asher bo knanim lizgayer b'memeisha, that the knanim came to be mizgayer. And it's only a remes, but kama v'kama inyonim leom ratayra b'mfurash el b'remes. A lot of times the Torah wants to tell us certain things, and only tells it to us in the remes. Doesn't say clearly. The Torah tells us all kinds of stories. The Torah wants us to know this also. So sometimes the Torah tells us outright the whole story. Some Torah makes a remez. So the Torah wrote this to teach us that we should know this story. That's what Rashi, the Kasher was the Rebbe. What's the Malame? Rashi should have said, who are these Chet V'Eitzim? These are the Knanim, the Kedim Megayer. Because if that would be the reason, the Torah wouldn't mention it. Because what's the difference? They gave him. So that's what Rashi says, Lamed. But, Kivin She'en Poshek L'Kach, it's not so simple. That in these few words, kavonas hakosav l'rames haklolus meiru l'proto, the Torah's merames with a few words on a story, a big, it's a major story that the Knanim came to Megayer and Meisha accepted them and ganze meise. So it's not so simple. I mean that we could see that, but it's not so simple. Rasha adds another ayah. You see it from there that it says that they did also. That shows that there was already a time that this happened. Behind the Bimimesha, time of Mesha, Shabo, Knanim, this guy, also remember this guy. And it fits. Just like it says here, that these were the people who were the wood choppers and the wood drawers and the wood carriers. But there it also says, that Yeshua made them into, gave them this job and they became the second class citizen, but they were Yidden, Megayah. So we have here the extra thing that the Torah makes them a separate category. Together with the pasuk over there where it says, Gam Heimo, between the two, Mizbarer, that makes it clear, the special type of Geirus has happened. We understand the Kavon, the Torah writes it as a separate category because the Torah wants to tell us a story. Omnom Yesh Lahaksh Eid Lahaksh, but you still could ask a kasha. A kasha that's not really right now. A kasha that will happen later on when someone will come to learning something else. So the Rebbe says when the Talmud who learns Rashi will come to learn what happened by the Gevenim, Shemetzayin Rashi. Rashi refers to it. In other words, maybe it's not only the Talmud. Eventually, you know, you learn Chumash and then you learn Nach and you'll tell the story. If he's a good Talmud, and Rashi says, like the story of the Gevenim, and he quotes a Pasuk, a good Talmud, what will we do? Let's look up the Pasuk. I always tell the Bachrim in Yeshiva, when Tosfos brings up a Gemara someplace, the first thing to open that Gemara, look it up. So you would look it up. And when you look up the story by the Gevenim, Yimtzei Choche Lehepech, you'll find the story, it'll seem to you the opposite. You'll see from there that it did not happen in time of Moshe. Basically, that the first time it happened was in the time of Yeshua. How will we see it? If already happened time of Moshe, it says in Tanakh that after Yeshua accepted them, the Nesim accepted them, all the Eden had a whole argument with the Nesim. They claimed to them that you did wrong. We have to kill him. They cheated us. They told us they wanted him a guy. That's not true. They came because they were afraid. Lepeil, they didn't kill him. They left him. The reason is because Chil Hashem, if they would kill him. But Lepeil, we see that they complained. Why did you do that? How they also kehaken? If it's true that it happened time of Meshach Rabbeinu, they did the right thing. They did exactly what Meshach did. But eight, another thing, not only why did they complain, but even if they did complain, the people complain. But Yeshua should have answered, what do you want? Look, by Meshach Rabbeinu, Meshach did the same thing, I'm doing the exact same thing. And since he didn't answer that, is that ayah that it did not happen before in Meshach's time. So what Rashi sends us to the story of Gevenim is that ayah that it happened, it'll be a right opposite. To answer that, that Rashi also quotes the Pasuk, the last word of the Pasuk, Bo'ormo. The Kasha, why isn't he gay Bo'ormo? Just wants to show that it happened before. They came Bo'ormo. They lied. Doesn't say they came saying that we're coming from a far place and we wanted a guy. No, they came clearly and they probably said the truth. Doesn't say not. They came and they said, we're Knanim. I know you're going to attack us. And we'd like to join you. Basically, you know, we're surrendering to you and we're becoming Yidden. What's wrong with that? The kavana gluya, with the clear kavana. Bemele, you can't say, well, you should learn from Yeshua, from Meshach, that Yeshua should do the same. That's why the people argue by the time of the Gevenim. Yeshua could not say Meshach did. They'll say very simple. When they came and they said the truth, we accepted them. When they lied, Barma, we can't accept it. And that was the and nevertheless, Yeshua did accept it, he kept it. But we see why they argued and he couldn't answer this. Now, Torah 19, the Rebbe says like this: if you look in Yeshua, what Rasha says, Yeshua Pirish Rasha, when it says Gam Hema, so here Rasha says, what does Gam Hema mean? They also did it, like a type of Meshach. There he says, Kmesha Osib Neyake Barmo. Like Shimon and Levi, when they killed Shechem, they also did Barmo. They told them to imal and this and then the kibarma. So the Rebbe says, what is Rashi? Chura doesn't shtim to Rashi. So it's Pemes not negeya so much to the Sikh because Rashi here doesn't say it. But how does it fit sof kol sof that over there Rashi teaches this way? So obviously both are true. Maybe you can say like this. The kivim the gam heima kosav beemsa, the word gam heima is written in middle. The Farash Rashi. Rashi is like this. Kan on the Gaelic, whatever is negated to our parasha, he says the koy alafonov. It says vayasu gam heimo. That what does the gam heimo go? The word vayasu. The beguf asiyo gam heimo. That gam heimo means that whatever happened here, when by Yeshua is gam. It's something that happened before. So the vayasu means what happened, what they did. And second thing is the word after gam heimo is what is ba'armo. Oh, that the ba'armo. Also, the koi gamal achra, but goes on the second part, the be'ef nasiyo gam heimo, that there is another time they also something happened bormo. So we're learning two things. There's something that happened, like again, something before, and this was the second time in what happened. And then there's another nekuda that what did bormo is also a repeat of something. And b'meila hukrach le'mezek neyakev. When did the same happen bormo? That neyakev. This is a rechim from a different rasha. So here we see how the whole Rashi fits all the details. The loan from the Chassidus in this Rashi is like this. Yadua, it says, Nayemim, Pisgim Admor Azokim, the word of the Alter Rebbe, La Posig Mechete Vitzecha Sheim Emecho. It says, from the witch harpers to the drawers of the water, so the Alter Rebbe teaches, Eitzecho, is Meloshen Eitzo. not from lotion of wood, lotion of eitzah. Eitzah means advice, thought, thinking. Hakavone, what it means, chete v'tzecha, means chopping wood, chopping eitzahs. Tzvichin lachte v'lohosir as eitzahs. You have to chop out all your eitzahs. Which kind of eitzahs? Shein rabbeis machshovis b'lehavish. People have all kinds of ideas, which means not ideas of gedusha. Look at the end of the pasuk. Rabbeis machshovis b'lehavish. Batzas Hashem hisokum. But people have other type of eitzahs. So you have to chop out all these eitzahs, which are not the eitzahs of Hashem. Sheyavem mechod, the drawers of the water, hakavone, means shetzvichin lishev es hamayim ha-matzvichin kol min ha-tainuv. You have to draw out water. What does water represent? So in Tanya, in the first parak of Tanya, he says that water represents taivus. Because water makes all kinds of gishmak, physical taivus, physical tainugim grow. So water is the source of the taivus. So b'meila, the posik says, chop out all your eitzes, your private eitzes, that's not the Eibishtes. Draw out, take out all your taivus. That's what it says in Hayemiyah. But if someone could come and say, what do you want from me? Maybe Yisachar, who is Yeshiva Eil, a person who sits and learns all day. And everyone sits in Yeshiva and learns Torah. The person is completely involved in Ruchni, does mitzvahs and learns Davos. Then for sure, for people like that, you shouldn't mix in. It's also to mix in your all kinds of other types of thoughts. So that's a person that you could tell this advice. Avol zvulun, which is balei esek zvulun, which is represents the business people. Shosha esek binyanim mischer is involved in mischer, kelo, and also v'achilosu shtiose. He's not involved in gedusha always in ruchnias. He's involved in kashmias, even in his eating. Harei bazeh and that mikivin shu metapol b'dvorim gashum, since he's involved physical things. So you do have to get help and get involved in your machshove. You should have your tainuk. You should have tainuk in gashmias because you're a person involved in gashmias. And the Eibishter wants you to do the gashmias. Not saying you're doing something wrong. Just everything that you do. So what? Who cares if I'm involved there with my cup? Because we always know what. That you have to, when you do, you have to put in your hands, but not yigiyah reishcha. Famous story with Rebbe Rashab, that one of the big chassidim went into business and he opened the business of kaloshin, of boots, of galoshin, and he was involved and came to Rebbe Rashab, asked him advice what to do. So Rebbe Rashab looked at him and said, I heard of feet in kaloshin. I never heard of a head in kaloshin. So you shouldn't. But the taina is, why not? If that's my that's me. The Knanim came to me. And what's Knanim? He'll say, and not no meshe chet veitz b'sheva mayim. This chet veitz b'sheva mayim, which the Alter Rebbe says means get rid of your eitzes, get rid of your tivus, was said to the Knanim. Who's Knanim? Knanim shegam Knani lifi apirish seicha. Knani means a merchant. In Hora Yif 24, you have few rayas that Knani also means a merchant, a businessman. So even the businessman, also canal. He also has to get rid of his tivus and has rid of his eitzes. Now, so he still could continue in time. It's very hard to reach a level that even when it comes to your physical things, you also only have to rely to rely on the Eibishter completely. Not to mix in your own machshava and your tainuk. What's the eitzah? So Rashi says, but this chet veitzah, who made him into chet veitzah? Meisha made it. The Knani, the Knani, which represents the business people, Meisha Rabbeinu made the business people to have the sinyan that to chop out the eitzahs and get rid of the taivish. Because we know everybody has a Meisha within him. Well, the Meisha shebenishmas kol echad ve'echad misro, the Meisha aspect in every yid, gamaveda hanal milsezutris, it's a small thing. The Rebbe bases it on the Loshans in Tanya Perek Mambeis, he says here. There the Alter Rebbe brings the posik where it says, the Eibishter told Meisha Rabbeinu, Mo Hashem alakechad, tell the yid, Mo Hashem alakechad, sheol mi milchkiim al yiris Hashem. What's Hashem asking for you? Just have yiris Hashem. And the Gemara asks, he makes it so, you know, what's he asking? Nothing, no big deal. What do you mean, no big deal? Chiyire milsa zutrasi, you see the Lashon Rebbe quotes here. The Gemara says, Yire milsa zutrasi, it's a small thing. The Gemara answers, yes, it's small. The Gaba Meisha milsa zutrasi, the Gaba Meisha, it's a small thing. That's the Gemara. Fact the Alter Rebbe in Tanya, but he wasn't telling it to Meisha only, he was telling it to every Yid. What's the kind of answer is it that Gaba Meisha? What about the rest of the Yidin? So the Alter Rebbe learns Pshat, it's not the Pshat that he said, the Gaba Meisha, it's a small thing. It means Lagaba, every Yid has a p'china of Moshe in him. And Lagaba, because of that p'china of Moshe, it's easy to have Yireh Shemayim. But the Rebbe says the same thing here. Nos no Moshe chet veitzim shelamayim. Moshe made them. That means Moshe could give that keyach to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now I want to add, the Rebbe doesn't say it, but it means, the Rebbe says here, Lagaba, the Moshe in every person. You could say, the Moshe Rabbeinu of the generation gives you the keyach to do it. I think the Toldos says that pshat in this Gemara, not like Tanya, a little bit different. The same Gemara that Gemara asks, Milsa Zut, it's a small thing, and then Legaba Meisha. So he answers, Al Trebbe says, yes, Legaba Meisha, Legaba de Meisha, in every Yid, it's a small thing. He says like this, yes, Legaba Meisha, when you're connected to Meisha, Milsa Zut, if you're connected to Meisha Rabbeinu of generation, then it's Milsa Zut. But that's the thing here, then you could even do this. This is Negei Desich. I just want to take opportunity of seconds, because some people ask me, so I want to say it. Mitzovim has three sichas. And people ask, how do you have three sichas? We know that from Krach Yud to Krach Yudalad, we have each week has two sichas. What happened? Every week in the year Tovshin Lamed Gimel Lamed Dalad, every week came out a pamphlet. The Likud for the week. So when they made it to Svarim, so each parsha has two because of 2 years. And actually in the front, in most of the prints, in the front of the Sefer, it tells you even each sicha which year it was printed. So it's Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalet. Some sikha, every week, one sikha is from Lamed Gimel and from Dalet. And it says there, where did this Mitzavim Gimel come in? How did that? And look at the front, you know what it says, which date, where it was printed? Printed Lamed Beis. Look in the front. Sikha Gimel is Tovshin Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, look at the sikhas didn't come out, the Likutim didn't come out. So where is it from? So people ask me, so I'm just mentioning it now. What happened was, Tovshin Lamed Beis, the Likud didn't come out. But not the whole year, but the chelik of the year, every week, every time there was a fabrengen, we gave into the Rebbe a keta, a shtikel kitzur of the fabrengen or of a sicha, and the Rebbe was magir. What happened to all these sichas? Later on, when they printed the svarim, they all went into the hisofes. What is the pshat hisofes in the kutas sichas? Every sefer kutas sichas has hisofes. Some of them more, the hisofes are bigger than the. So, the Sofas are any, besides there are a lot of letters which are shaykhs to the parsha that were printed there, any sikha that Rebbe was magia, that was not part of the series of the Kut Sikhas, went in someplace to be printed in the Svarim. So it's all in the Sofas. Sometimes there were some sikhas that the way it was written and the way Rebbe was magia is in the same style as the Kut Sikhas. Kut Sikhas is a certain style, a kasha or a rasha, a kasha, a teretz, and a buildup. The other sikhas are all kinds of different inyonim. So sometimes a sikha fits to the same style exactly as the Kut Sikha. So I remember when the sikha of the Tzovim, Tovshin Lamed Beis, the Rebbe was Magia, this sikha, and this sikha there is mamish, like a regular Rasha sikha, which is similar to this. So we had a whole meeting about it, and we decided the Hesophis, for some reason, is not really learned so much. Even now on the project, look at the sichas. No, it's not the Sofas. People look at it, you find something, but you don't learn it normal. If a sicha goes into the regular space of look at the sichas, it's learned more. So some sichas, they don't fit because you could see it's a different thing. But those sichas that do fit, so we decided that we'll put it to look at the sichas. So Tovshin Lamed Beis, the Rebbe was Magia, the sicha. It was from bringing this Tovshin Lamed Beis, the Rebbe was Magia that week, and it came out separately as a sicha. But when the Sefer was printed, this went to this place. Other places, other also, not too many. Others also, like in Chelig Yud, Chanukah was not part of Lukut Sichas, but the Rebbe was Magia after the Fabrengen, and it's a Mamish, a Kasha, the Rambam, the Beers, so went in. And that's why here we have this, a third Sicha, and it came out, Takatov Shemamid Beis, but not in the regular series of Lukut Sichas. Anyway, just a stamp for information, because a lot of people asked me, so I'm explaining it. Okay. Gute Nacht. Till next time, we nedder in Yirtzeh Hashem.